Good afternoon and welcome back. Kent Pavelka at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, where your Nebraska Cornhuskers are getting set to do Big Ten basketball battle against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Nebraska 21-9 on the year, 12-5 in the conference, coming off their 66-57 win over Indiana here on Tuesday night in Lincoln against a Penn State team that is 19-11 overall, 9-8 in the conference, and in their last game lost at home to Michigan Wednesday night, 72-63. The excitement definitely building here at the Vault ahead of tip-off. And before the game begins, we have a special guest at our broadcast position, the president of the University of Nebraska, Hank Bounds, who is here to chat a little bit about the latest and greatest at the University of Nebraska. Hank, besides basketball, because I know you're a big basketball fan, what's on your mind?
Well, I am a big basketball fan, but, you know, over the past month or so, I've really been humbled and honored at the show of support I've seen for the University of Nebraska. People care about and love their university, and I've just learned from, I've heard from faculty and staff, I've heard from student-athletes, international students, first-generation students, I've heard from farmers and ranchers and business and community leaders, from donors and from alumni, and on and on and on. And, Kent, what this tells me is that our mission, which is to open the door of opportunity for our fellow Nebraskans, has never been as important as it is today. The university was founded 149 years ago, and in the next 149 years, we can absolutely be an even more powerful force for change and for opportunity. We exist to transform the lives of people in our state and beyond.
So what do you feel needs to happen to continue to drive that growth and change?
Well, you know, Ken, at the end of the day, we need partnerships. We absolutely cannot create change without holding hands with our friends and our partners across the state. And we hope to continue our partnership with the state. They've provided stable support in years past, and we hope to see that same support this year and next year. We need to keep working with our donors and our private sector partners. These partners have helped us create places like the Buffett Cancer Center. This is incredibly important here in Nebraska, where the cancer rates are significantly higher than the national average. One out of two Nebraskans will at some point in their lifetime hear the words, "Kent, you have cancer." And it's particularly painful to know that our state has one of the highest rates of pediatric cancer in the country. This is a disease that, as you know, touches everyone, and to fix that, we need to be the best. We need to find the best talent. We need to research and treat it so that we can keep ourselves as healthy as possible and to make sure that our neighbors and our kids don't continue to die from this awful disease. Our public sector partners are important as well. Our researchers work with the Department of Defense and other national defense agencies to keep our country safe. That's something that's incredibly important in this day and age. The list of partners, Kent, could go on and on and on, but you get the point. In order for the University of Nebraska to succeed, we need their help. Success is a team sport.
Very well put. We're going to make way for the senior presentations before this ball game begins. Hank, any last thoughts before tip-off?
Well, let me just say how impressed I've been with this group of young student athletes. They are great basketball players, but they're even better young men. And I'm just so proud that they represent our university in the way that they do.
Very good. Do we need to win one or two more to get in the tournament? Now, everybody's got their opinion.
You know, I don't know what the magic answer is, except that I know that if you keep winning, good things happen.
There you go. Hey, nice to have you. Yeah, good to meet you finally after almost 3 years.
Yeah, good to be here, Kent.
Very good. Hank Bounds, University of Nebraska president, chatting here ahead of game time, the last regular season game of the year for the Big Red.